that the power of God is all around us. And he's keeping us. He's causing our enemies to stumble and fall. My pastor say all the time, it's what you know. You got to know what to fight the devil with. War shall arise against us, and we will not be afraid. And this we will be confident in the war and in the midst of war. God said he give us peace even in the midst of the storm. Amen. Like I said earlier, he said, if the world crumble down around you, be still and know that I'm God. God is in charge, not man. The more we study the word, the more we pray and fast, the more secure we get in Jesus. The more our faith is developed. The more our trust is developed. It's not going to come no other way. If you're going to school or college, you want to pass a test, you got to study. If you have not studied, how are you going to pass? You got to know the answer to the question. It's the same way with Jesus. If you want to whoop the devil head, get in that word. Study the word. Fast and pray. Amen? The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Who don't like good stuff? You know, that's good stuff. That's something good right there. You ain't got to worry about what the world doing. What man say, excuse me, what anybody around you say, just seek the Lord. Just seek him. He said, once you begin to seek me, you shall lack no good thing. Something so simple. It ain't hard. You ain't got to have a college degree to do that. But get your college degree, get your master too. You needed to fight in the world, though. But you ain't got to have good things. You ain't got to have the college degree to get good things. You just got to seek the Lord. Amen? But if you want a good job, get your college degree. All of it work together. But if you won't lack no good thing when you seek God. Amen? That's what he said. Those of steadfast mind, he will keep you in perfect peace. Because they that trust in you, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God, you have an everlasting rock. You know that's good to know. If we keep our mind on Jesus, he'll keep us in perfect peace. I don't care what it is that's happening. I don't care what's going on. Jesus said he's not the God to lie, neither the son of man, that he need to repent. If you keep your mind on Jesus, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And the way you keep your mind on him, pray, study your word, fast, seek him. If you're doing these things, you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. You'll be able to fight without raising your hand. Cussing people out, throwing your hand up and hitting and all that kind of stuff. It don't work like that. Once you get the peace of God, you can fight and whoop the devil head, and you ain't got to lift your hand. Just tell him what God said about him. He's scared of the word. Tell him what God said about him. He's defeated foe. He's growling with no teeth. He can't even bite us. He just growl and make a loud noise. That's something. How do you get faith in hard times? First of all, we had to examine our hearts. First of all, we got to examine our hearts. Meditate on God's word. I never forget my dad used to say when he was living all the time, Fanny, God wants the heart. Fanny, God wants the heart. Took me a while to get that. But the more I began to study and meditate, I got it. God, if you want faith in hard times, examine your heart, meditate on God's word, pray with faith, renew your mind, build up your faith in God, offer praise and thanksgiving, nurture your spirit, soul, and body, and encourage yourself with Bible quotes and Bible thoughts. And therefore, you will be in a position where you can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praises be to God. Jesus is the answer to every one of your questions and every one of your problems. Amen. Heavenly Father, hear our cry, O God. Attend to our prayer from the ends of the earth. We will cry unto you when our heart is overwhelmed. Lead us to the rock that is higher than us, for you have been a shelter for us, a strong tower from the enemy. We will abide in your tabernacle forever. We will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard our vows. You have given us the heritage of those who fear your name. We ask you to let us abide with you forever and prepare mercy and truth which may preserve us. So we will sing praises to your name forever, that we may daily perform our vows. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in you, O Lord, we put our trust. Let us never be ashamed. Deliver us in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to us. Deliver us speedily. Be our rock of refuge, a fortress, a defense to save us. For you are our rock and our fortress, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead us and guide us. Pull us out of the net that they have secretly laid for us. For you are our strength. Into your hands we commit our spirit. Redeem us, O God of truth. We have hated those who regard useless idols, but we trust in you. Heavenly Father, we will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, for you have considered our trouble. You have known our soul in adversities, and you have not shut us up into the hand of the enemy. You have set our feet in a wide place. Have mercy, O Lord, for we are in trouble, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is written in Psalms 32, blessed is he who transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. We have acknowledged our sins to you and our iniquities. We have not hidden. We say we will confess our transgressions to the Lord. You have forgave the iniquity of our sins. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near us. You are our hiding place. You shall preserve us from the troubles of this world. You shall surround us with songs of deliverance. We thank you for your instructions and teaching us in the way we should go, and guiding us with your eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you, for when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your Holy Spirit will lift a standard against him. We thank you, God, that you have nullified, dismantled, canceled, and stopped all works of darkness which are designed to hinder, prevent, deny, or delay your original plan and purpose for our lives. Lord Christ Jesus, we thank you for redeeming us from the curse. In the name of Jesus, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law and has become a curse for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us and all members of our households. Thank you, Lord God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Father God, we thank you that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we combine in the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract. We reverse every curse. And we pull down every stronghold. Every plan that the enemy got out against us, our families, our communities, our homes, our friends, even our enemy, God. We curse it to the root. We say the blood of Jesus and the hand of the Lord be against it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your divine protection over our lives, over the state of Louisiana and all the world. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection over our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine protection over our jobs, over our homes, over our very lives, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, for you are so worthy of all our praise. We say hallelujah to your will and your way this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you hold us in the palm of your hand. And by no means can any man pluck us out. No situations, God. No combobulation, God. Nothing can separate us from your love, God. And we thank you, oh God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing on our lives that destroys our yokes in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you are perfecting everything that is a concern of ours this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that the world is held in your hands, and by no man can any man pluck us out today. Father God, we come against the spirit of COVID-19 today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are in control of this world. Lord God, you say there is no name above the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we put the name of Jesus above COVID-19 and all its imps, Lord God. Everything that's riding in on with COVID-19. We curse it to the root right now in the name of Jesus. And we can do this, Lord God, because you already gave us power and authority over the enemy today in the name of Jesus. Father God, anything that's not like you that's coming to be a hindrance to the people of God, we have the right and the authority to curse it to the root. And we are cursing this pandemic thing to the root, God. We are cursing it to the root, Lord God. It will die and never revive. Oh, God, you said in Nahum that whatever afflictions that come up on us, we can curse it. And when God delivers, it will never rise again. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor today that this disease will never rise into our lives in this world again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. The brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. We are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300.